Hey there, fellow human beings. Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Procrastination Killer. I'm your daily dose of motivation and real talk about getting things done. You know that feeling when you have a million things on your plate, but staring at the mountain of tasks just makes you want to curl up with Netflix and call it a day? Yeah, we've all been there. Today's episode is about conquering that overwhelm and becoming a prioritization pro. Let's face it, life throws us curveballs constantly, and figuring out what's truly important can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. But trust me, mastering the art of prioritization isn't some magical skill reserved for superhumans. It's a toolbox full of strategies you can start using right now to hack your productivity and reclaim your time. So, grab your favorite beverage, get comfy, and let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will transform your approach to getting things done. First up, ditch the to-do list, at least in its traditional form. Ever notice how staring at a mile-long list just amplifies the feeling of being overwhelmed? It's like looking at an endless buffet and suddenly developing indigestion before you even take a bite. Instead, try something called the Eisenhower Matrix. Picture it like this. Your tasks are divided into 4 quadrants. Urgent and important but not urgent, urgent but not important, and neither urgent nor important. This helps you quickly identify what truly needs your attention and what can wait or even be delegated. Next, remember the power of saying number. You're not obligated to say yes to everything that comes your way. It's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities or capacity. Think of it as protecting your valuable time and energy. Remember, saying no to something allows you to say yes to what truly matters. Thirdly, embrace the 80-20 rule, also known as the Pareto principle. This powerful concept states that 80% of your results come from 20% of your efforts. Focus on identifying those high-impact tasks, the ones that will have the biggest ripple effect, and prioritize them. Think about it like this. You wouldn't spend all day polishing a single button on a perfectly good suit, right? Number 4. Schedule time for deep work. We live in a world of constant distractions, but to truly get things done, you need dedicated blocks of time for focused concentration. Schedule these deep work sessions into your calendar and treat them like sacred appointments. No emails, no social media, just pure focus on the task at hand. Finally, don't forget to take breaks. Think of it like recharging your batteries. Stepping away from your work can actually boost your creativity and productivity in the long run. Go for a walk, listen to music, or simply close your eyes and relax. Those short moments of rejuvenation can make a world of difference. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're a freelance graphic designer juggling multiple projects with tight deadlines. You've got emails flooding in, clients calling, and that nagging feeling of being constantly behind. Sound familiar? This is where prioritization becomes your superpower. You could easily get caught up in responding to every email immediately or tackling the smallest task first. But by using the Eisenhower Matrix, you quickly identify the most crucial projects with impending deadlines. You schedule dedicated, deep work sessions for those high-impact tasks and politely decline additional projects that would stretch you too thin. By focusing on what truly matters, you not only meet your deadlines but also deliver exceptional work, leaving you feeling empowered and in control instead of overwhelmed. So, remember, my friends, effective prioritization is about being intentional with your time and energy. It's about saying yes to the things that matter most and creating space for what truly brings you fulfillment. By implementing these strategies, you can transform your relationship with tasks, conquer procrastination, and unlock a whole new level of productivity and happiness. Go out there and make this week amazing. And don't forget to share your thoughts on social media using hashtag procrastinationkiller. I love hearing from you and seeing how you're applying these strategies to your own lives. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.